Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do. As many of you have figured out, calling at the beginning of an hour is the way to maximize your time with me and minimize your time on hold. So I just tell you that for what it's worth. If I give out the phone number, it usually means there's an open line. If my lines are all jammed up, then I tend to not give the phone number out because I hate being put on hold, and I assume everybody else does, too. So I'm now giving out the phone number, which means that the line is available, 855-993-7569, which is also 855-99-DR-JOY, just D-R-J-O-Y. And I'm thrilled, and I know Manny shares in my thrilledom, that today is National Underwear Day. Manny, admit it, your heart is just beating so fast, right?
Yeah.
It's your favorite day of the year. Is that correct?
Yeah, even though I had no idea that it was National Underwear Day until early this morning.
Don't tell me you're going commando today. I don't want to know it. Okay, good.
No.
Okay, good.
I would never do that, actually.
Never?
No.
Not even once in your whole life?
Mm-mm, I've
Not
never
even
done that.
Not even when you hadn't done the laundry?
No, I've always made sure to have at least one pair of...
One layer, huh? Between
That's just,
got it.
I don't know. There's just something not very comfortable about that to me. I don't know. I mean, it's different for everybody, obviously, but...
Well, I'm not sure it is. I think that people who go commando do it specifically for the discomfort. I mean, you could say the
for
thrill.
The discomfort?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, discomfort means awareness, right?
Yeah.
And so awareness means that you know that you're doing something kind of naughty. So, yeah, I think people do it on purpose for exactly the reason. I think that it's just the opposite side of the same coin, so to speak, that the reason that you do is the same reason that they don't.
Hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Good. Makes enormous sense to me. Oh, incidentally, as I almost always am every night, at a screen last night, and several people who I guess listen online commented about, you didn't hear this call, Manny, so I will quickly recap it for you. It's also National Oyster Day, and I don't even want to put those two together. I'm not going to. We got a call yesterday from a woman. It was a wonderful call. It was really, it's one of those memorable calls, because quite often my memorable calls are ones that are just heartbreaking. And this one was just, the word I used was delicious, and I would hold on to that. She's a woman who's been married happily for 25 years. They've got two kids. They're out of the house. And they have sex about once a week, and it just makes both of them happy. And they had sex, not last night, but the night before, the night before she called me. And in the middle of making love, he leaned down and kissed her. And as she put it out, it kind of threw her concentration. She went into slightly more detail than that, but that was the gist. And so I said, okay, and she called at the end of an hour, so I had to hold her over, which is, I tend not to do very often, but there was just no choice here. So I said, all right, pretend I'm your husband and tell me what, how you're going to explain this. And so she started off saying, well, we never talk about sex. And I said, so I said, here's what we're going to do. I'll cut to the chase for you. I said, what you're going to tell him is that he's such a great kisser and that it reminds you of your early days of dating that you thought it was great, but you want to move it. You want to move it up in the, procedure list a little closer to the top rather than the middle, because it's distractingly wonderful. And she thought that was great. I said, I get a lot of calls from women who say, I could be anybody. He pays no attention, and as I mentioned yesterday, and I will continue to mention, for reasons that make no particular difference to this particular situation. At one point in my life, I knew a lot of hookers, and hookers will tell you that it's okay to have sex with somebody, but they're not willing to kiss because it's too personal. So she thought that was a great response, and of course I was quite happy with it as well. And so were most of the people who responded last night. Actually were men, which I thought was great that they were listening to the program, and great that they really liked that response. So see what you miss? But don't worry, I'll fill you in on the good stuff. Okay, so today is really a fascinating day in history as far as I'm concerned, because in 1305, William Wallace, on this very day, supposedly, now how anybody knows eludes me, led the Scottish resistance against England. He was captured by the English near Glasgow and transported to London, where he's put on trial and executed. All right, so what famous movie? Manny already knew this, so neither of us are cheating on this, because he already knew. All right, what famous movie star sort of showed this particular event, depicted this event?
That would be Braveheart, starring Mel Gibson.
When everybody still liked Mel Gibson, yeah. In the old days. You know, that's what we should do. We should do a thing on Facebook about fallen stars, right? Because I can think of three off the top, right? Obviously Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Woody Allen.
Yeah.
We could probably think of some more. Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tiger Woods. Let's put it up, don't you think? Because if I can come up with five off the top of my head, I'll bet you other people can come up with some.
And we're talking just any, I mean, obviously you went.
Any.
Yeah, just yeah. any famous yeah. person, celebrities.
You know, JFK, I think, to a certain extent, is a fallen hero. That what we felt about him when he was alive and what we've found out from him since does not bode as well for him. Hmm. But so put up fallen heroes, and we can put up those, and we can put up some of those, because that way we don't have them just coming out over and over again. Fallen heroes.
Okay.
All right. Don't you think that's kind of cool?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, you know, what some people say.
Well, that's it, because listeners always come up with fabulous stuff. All right. Believe it or not, today in 1620, the Mayflower departed from Southampton on its first attempt to reach North America, implying that there were multiple attempts. Yeah. In 1861, just before the Civil War, interestingly enough, the United States Army abolished flogging. That's been depicted in so many movies that we don't even need to go about it. And it was actually, I've seen it in more naval movies than I have in army movies, but flogging was abolished just before the Civil War, interestingly enough. This is a big deal. There was actually cannon fire this morning around here, because on this day in 1884, the cornerstone for the Statue of Liberty was laid on Bedloe's Island, which is now called Liberty Island, in New York Harbor. And I can actually look out and see it. And they actually had cannons that were... They did it on the 4th of July as well. They did it on the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the Civil War. So we actually have live cannons down here. I mean, I don't know that they actually shoot cannonballs, but they certainly have little puffs of smoke, and they make a lot of noise. And if you don't know that they're coming, it's a little nerve-wracking. This is probably my favorite. Well, in 1914, in Cleveland, Ohio, lots of stuff happens in Cleveland that you don't expect to. The first electric traffic light was installed, and so the first guy ran the caution. No, I made that part up, but obviously. All right, here's one of my favorite stories. On this day in 1962, Nelson Mandela was jailed and wouldn't be released until 1990, 28 years. And then became president. I've told the story of working with a guy from South Africa who was in the United States when Mandela ran for president. And he went down to the UN to vote. And he was standing in line with, obviously, people of color. And he was white. And he said everybody was crying. That it was just, he was so proud of South Africa and so proud of Nelson Mandela. And it was just, he said it was an extraordinary time. The Beatles released their groundbreaking album today called, you know what this is, don't you, Manny? Are you a Beatles fan?
I wouldn't call myself a Beatles fan per se,
no?
But I have a lot of respect for the success and the impact that they had on the music industry, for sure.
Do you know which album was released today?
It was Revolver.
Absolutely, 1966.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and for me, there are two other really cool events. I'll tell you, the first one is, on this day in 1958, Herbert Hoover eclipsed John Adams as having the longest retirement of any former U.S. president until that time. He would live another 6 years. His record, 31 years, 7 months, 16 days retirement, has since been eclipsed by Jimmy Carter. I mean, think about being an ex-president for basically, a third of your life?
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting thing. All right, I'll tell you my most interesting story about what happened today. I will tell you when we return. If you want to call before then, you can be there before the interesting story. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, the interesting story I want to tell you about, which I thought was, I mean, I think a lot of the stories today are interesting. I like the story about Braveheart, about William Wallace. I like the story about the Mayflower taking more than one attempt. I like getting rid of flogging. And, of course, living in New York, I like the Statue of Liberty story. Traffic lights, I mean, and long retirements. Right, but my favorite story of the day, a day where there were really a lot of interesting stories, is on this day in 1888, Bertha Benz drives from Mannheim to Pforzheim and back in the first long-distance automobile trip. All right, it's now commemorated as of 2008 as the Bertha Benz Memorial Route. All right, now the word Bertha's last name may be somewhat familiar to you, like Mercedes Benz. Uh-huh. Absolutely, she was married to him. Guess what her name was before she got married to him? Take a wild guess. You'll never guess. But take a guess, Manny. Hopefully you didn't look it up. You're not guessing. All right.
I'm sorry, say that again. I'm multitasking here. Apologies.
Uh-huh. What do you think Bertha's birth name was? What was she born? We know that she married Carl Benz from Mercedes-Benz automobile fame. But what do you think her maiden name was? Given the fact that she drove to publicize, that she did it specifically to publicize the car. But what do you think her maiden name was? You'll never guess, but try. Understand, by definition, the question means that her maiden name has something to do with this.
Benz.
No. Ringer. She was a ringer. Isn't that great?
Wow.
That's why it's my favorite story. There she goes.
Yeah.
All righty. 855-99-3-7569. You mentioned that we got an email with respect to a phone call.
Yes, it was a follow-up email that from one of the early callers you and Trevor had yesterday.
Okay.
From Emma. And she says, Dr. Joy, I called you at the beginning of the program in regards to my messy roommates.
Right, I remember.
I fully intend on speaking with my landlord, but I wanted to know what to do in case my roommate, who got upset, told him about the incident. I have a tendency to get defensive, and I want to seem as professional and businesslike as possible and keep emotion out of it. Thank you again for all your help.
Okay, let me just recap. Emma, in fact, did call. She has two roommates, one male, one female, and they are very messy, and she is not. The complication, sort of, here is that the female roommate with whom she got in a shouting match, his father owns the place, but the female roommate also pays the rent. So they all pay the same amount of rent. They have till the end of the year left on their lease. So it's a tricky situation, and she views it as having two problems. I view one as being much more major than the other. The two problems being, what do we do about the screaming match, which Emma felt she was owed an apology, and obviously Susie, who's we made her Susie, feels that she's owed an apology. So that one is going to be a little harder to negotiate. But the issue of the messiness, I said, is the bigger one, because if you know that for the next 6 months, you don't have to worry about that problem, then this one's going to be easy. The apology or not is going to be easy to resolve. You can either ignore it, or you can apologize, or you can pretend it never happened. There are lots of options. But if she's still being messy, it's going to still stick in your craw, and so it's going to be an ongoing problem. So what I suggested to her is that she had several options. My favorite was that she actually has a relationship with her landlord, who is her roommate's father. And I said, why don't you just call him up and say, you know that I'm the neatnik, and it occurs to me that as a landlord, you might be very much in favor of having the place kept neat and clean at all times, and I'm willing to do that, and given the fact that my roomies, including your daughter, are a little bit messier, so if you're willing to knock $100 off the rent a month, I'm willing to do the vacuuming and cleaning and sort of be the house mother for this. And she thought that was a good idea. She thought, and so her question today is, what if Susie has already gone to her dad about it? I said, I think that's irrelevant. I would just still go to dad and say this. And if dad says, well, yeah, I hear there was a screaming match, then I would just sort of say, do you know what? I think in the heat that, of the moment that, it was just, both of us were a bit overstressed, but it's, it's a resolvable issue, and just let it go at that. I wouldn't badmouth her. I wouldn't be defensive. I would just sort of make it, let's take the big problem, and I'll take care of the little problem. Or if you need to, you can say to him, I'm perfectly willing to apologize. Or, if we can get this resolved, I feel like the other issue is not going to be a major issue. I mean, I think when in doubt, the truth almost always works. Okay, so you don't have to be defensive about it. You don't have to pretend it didn't happen. If he doesn't bring it up, I wouldn't. And if he says, well, I understand that it got to be kind of heated between the two of you, I think that is an additional reason to say, yeah, that's, I guess, part of what prompted my phone call is really to get this seemed the smartest way to get it resolved for all parties concerned. So I think you're fine. Okay. 855-993-7569. Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I just got back from visiting my sister, and she has turned into a total pack rat. Her house is piled wall to wall with newspapers and junk and broken items, and she doesn't see the problem. And I'm trying to figure out how to get her to clean up.
Okay. Give me a little background. How old is your sister?
46. Yes.
Okay, she's single. I assume she's single from this description.
No, she's married and has 5 children, 3 still living at home.
Do the kids, is her husband living with her as well?
Yes.
And nobody there objects?
No.
Well,
my mother and I have both told her that you can't live this way. It's not healthy. It's not clean. What do we do?
Well, the problem, if she were living by herself, believe it or not, I think it might be an easier issue. Is this a long-standing problem, or is this relatively new as far as you're concerned?
It's been building over the years. It started, my mom said, about 4 years ago, and just has progressed to worse.
Your mother died 4 years ago, and you think that's what triggered this?
No, my mother's still alive.
What did you say your mother did 4 years ago?
Oh, this started. My mother said this started about four
years
ago.
Your mother. So you, how often do you see your sister?
Once a year.
Does your mom live with your sister?
No, they live right next door to each other.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. See if you can fill me in a little bit on the family structure, if there are any mental health issues that, other than the pack rat-ism that you see with your sister, because this is going to be a little more complicated because you've got some other people living there who seem to not object. So let me get a little bit more background so we can figure out how to tackle this, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Michelle, who's got a sister. Is this an older sister or younger sister, Michelle?
A younger sister.
Okay. Did the two of you have a good relationship in general or not?
Oh, yeah, we have a great relationship.
Good. Okay. All right, so the complicated... Let me say a couple things. First of all, as I'm sure you're aware, that pancreatism is, first of all, tends to get worse as people get older. And I guess one of the reasons that I misunderstood you about your mom is that quite often it's a symptom of people who feel that they've gone through a loss, a traumatic loss. And so they're acting out the phenomenon of if I lose something, I'll never get it back. So, for example, people who have gone through an economic depression, who've lived through the 1929 crash, or I suppose the 2008 crash, tend to hold on to things because they feel that they went, that maybe that their family lost everything, or they lost a job, or So, and you can see how that could also translate into losing a person, that the notion, and you can see why as people get older, they tend more to hold on to things quite often, because the idea is that they're losing their friends, they're losing their eyesight, they're losing their hearing, they're losing their memory. So they are metaphorically holding on to everything. So you see people washing aluminum foil and keeping it, or holding on to string. And part of it is economic, but a large part of it is psychological, of just, if I lose this, if I, you know, I have to hold on to what I have because I could never regain it. So the idea that this has gotten, this started about 4 years ago, it would be interesting if you could figure out what might have triggered that. And all right, so that's category number one, and we'll come back to that in a minute. Category number two is that quite often, as you can hear from category number one, can be a symptom of depression, that people have felt so bruised by something that's happened in their life that again they tend to hang on to stuff. And I said, I guess third category in theory is kind of a personality. I think there's some people, you know, I'm from a large enough family that I can tell you who the neatniks are and who the pack rats are, and never the twain shall meet. Although sometimes that changes, but it's often you can look back and say, well, that person was doing that, you know, a long time ago. So in this particular case, you're saying that your sister was always kind of, she always held on to things, but it's just gotten significantly worse. Is that correct?
No, not really. I mean, when we were growing up, the house was always clean, and we were made to clean up our rooms and organize.
Well, but that's different. That was, you know, if she didn't have any choice about it, that's different. You know, your mother saying make your bed is different than you choosing not to make your bed as an adult. Because obviously one is, especially in a strict household, there's not really much of a choice. It's not your personality that's coming out. It's the household rules. So has there been a time in, I mean, your sister is, if she's got kids out of the household, presumably she's been married for at least 20-some years, yes?
Right.
Okay. So was there any symptom of this before the last 4 years, according to your mom?
Not that I know of. We can't figure it out.
All right, so we're going to have to leave that area temporarily. Now, the idea is that she's got two kids and a husband who are living there as well, who don't seem to object to this?
No.
Well, see, that's going to be your problem. Or maybe they're your ally. Have you talked with any of them? I mean, are they pack riots as well, or do they figure that's just mom? Or, I mean, it sounds like it may be less of an acute problem since they live there. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's a health hazard, because presumably if it was one of those three people, either one of the two kids or the husband would say something. So is it just that she's messy? I'm trying to reconcile the fact that she's got three other essentially adults living there who don't seem to object, and you're concerned about it. See if you can help me bridge that gap.
My brother-in-law kind of adds to it. He's a pack rat as well, and none of them seem to see the problem.
Well, that's going to be the problem, because it's not you and your sister and you saying, look, I think this is a health issue. It's you and your brother-in-law and your sister and your nieces and nephews. And they're going to say, look, it's our house. It's really not a problem. If you don't like it, you can stay at a hotel, or you don't have to come and visit, or whatever. One of the ways of dealing with someone who's a pack rat is to say, instead of getting rid of the stuff, instead of wasting it, you can donate it. So if it's clothes, for example, that are out of date and the wrong size, you can sometimes convince somebody as a good deed to give it to a woman's shelter, or to give it to the Salvation Army, or to give it to Goodwill. And that sometimes will work. If it's newspapers, in the old days, you used to be able to, the Boy Scouts would have a paper drive. Now you can do it, I suppose, as recycling. But I think you're going to have to pick one area, because the problem is it's not just your sister. It's the whole household. And that's where they're living. And unless you can sort of point out that it's unsanitary, and therefore they're much more likely to have allergies or colds or whatever, you've got to, because they don't really object. I suppose one of the possibilities is you could give them, for an anniversary present or a Christmas present or a Hanukkah present or something, a maid that would come in once every couple of weeks and shovel out, or you could buy them a shack so they could put stuff in it. But if they don't object, you're going to have a hard time convincing them, unless you can pick one area that you think is particularly that somebody might fall or something. Do you hear what I'm saying? They don't object. They're living in the midst of what you might view as squalor. But if it's, if they don't view it that way, people change things because it doesn't work for them anymore. If it's working for them, the likelihood of them changing to make you happy isn't very high. So there has to be some area, some aspect that you and they would agree is not a good idea. And as I said, it can be, here you have all these clothes and there are people who are cold, so you can give away coats in the winter, or there are children in Africa who don't have shoes, so we can take all these shoes that no one's worn for years and send them to Africa. You hear what I'm saying? There has to be some hook here. Can you think of any?
Yeah, I think the clothes donation would be good.
Okay, well, that may be a place to start. And I wouldn't do it on the basis of, look, your place is a mess. I would do it on the basis of, there's this woman shelter. Do you live in the same city she lives in? No.
No.
Because she only stayed once a year. Is she a church member?
Yes.
Okay. There's undoubtedly a rummage sale that the church has, or a charity that the church has, and if not, that may be the place to start. Back to school, or there are organizations now that have clothes for Dress for Success for both men and women who cannot afford new clothing to go on job interviews. So you figure out what is, and you may want to do a little research in her area about what charities there are, whether it's for children or for adults or maybe for all of them, or one group that has a rummage sale or a hospital that has a resale store or something, so that you can give her something very specific, so it doesn't seem to her like you're criticizing her or judging her messiness, but you're giving her that you read about this and you're going to do it, and it turns out there's one in her city as well, and the two of you can have a competition about who can donate the most clothes or something of that sort.
Okay.
But I hear you get it. So it needs to not be viewed as you're a slob and we need to do something about it, because that's not going to be effective. Because she may be a slob, but she's got a slob husband and slob kids. So there's, you're living in the land of the messy. But the idea of here's a great way of helping people and getting more space in your closet might work.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then you can start on things like kitchen utensils, and recycling newspapers, and maybe even if she doesn't have a computer, that you can show her that she can get newspapers and magazines online. But let's start with the clothes, because it sounds like the most viable at this moment. Okay?
All right. Thank
Good
you.
Enough. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
855-993-7569. You hear that, first of all, change is hard for people. So understand that we're going to do things that are difficult when we really have no option. And no option doesn't mean somebody else is angry with us, unless it's a parent or a boss, somebody who has some power over us. But the idea of somebody just saying, well, I don't like, I don't think what you're doing is right, seldom works. But the idea of here's a way of doing good, this would help me, or this would help somebody else. Most of us really want to be helpful. We really want to do the right thing. And that quite often is a much better motivator than trying to shame somebody into doing something that you think they should do that they don't view as a problem at all. All right? In fact, we'll get mad at you about it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right. In the subject matter that simply will not die, no, it's not the Confederate flag. It's the drone stories. They just keep coming, which seems somehow an appropriate metaphor. The latest one is out of Ohio at the Mansfield Correctional Institution. Apparently, a drone has flown over the yard, and the prison officials didn't see the drone. And apparently, it's not the first one that has flown over. But apparently, they found the drone when they had two hints. First of all, that there was a fight that broke out, and they were trying to figure out why. And the second, so they went and looked at the surveillance tapes in there, and they found the drone. Nobody saw, or the prison officials did not see the drone initially. And this particular little drone deposited a package containing enough tobacco for 7 packs of cigarettes, enough marijuana for 70 joints, and a dollop of heroin that could yield more than 100 doses. Now, my question would be, first of all, where did it come from and who was it meant for? So there was a brawl. Inmates tussled over the package, but it didn't reach its intended target, whoever that might have been. They found it hidden in a rec yard equipment room. So somebody found it and hid it. And they're saying that this is a new means of smuggling contraband to those in state prisons, because they've always been very careful about visitors and employees. I know, not so much recently. Mail transporting, you know, remember the joke about the saw in the cake? But drones are basically a modern sort of way of smuggling things in that can go undetected, where a remote control conspirator is hidden. So all you see is the drone, and apparently they missed the drone. They were, as I said, they were investigating the fight, and then decided to look at part of trying to figure out about the fight was looking at the surveillance tapes, and that was the first they knew about the drone. They said, when asked, that they couldn't provide details about other flights. So this is a common problem in prisons across the U.S. of dropping forbidden smartphones and chargers in addition to drugs. You know, as I mentioned, when we were talking about drones to begin with, the issue for me is twofold. Number one is privacy, which obviously in a prison is presumably less of an issue. But secondly, delivery systems, and what are they delivering? And whether it's weapons delivery or drug delivery, or I suppose dropping smartphones. I don't know, when I drop my smartphone, it doesn't work very well, but maybe they have better delivery systems than I do. This was in Ohio, as I said. It was in broad daylight, which I guess is pretty common. They said the package was thrown over a fence from the north recreation yard to the south yard, and then it was hidden in an equipment room. They searched roofs for any other packages but didn't find any. They used pepper spray to douse the fighting, and 200 prisoners were carefully searched before being returned to their cells, which obviously they didn't find anything because they hid it. 9 inmates involved in scrabble for the package were placed in solitary confinement. No injuries. There are 2,700 inmates, most of them in close security. They're saying they keep an eye on prison walls to intercept items, such as tennis balls containing drugs being thrown over the wall to fences to inmates. Wow. Who knew? I mean, I knew that there were, as I said, at one point in my career, I spent on 3 separate occasions, 5 days in prisons. On each time, and so I knew that there were drugs in prisons. But this is high tech smuggling as opposed to throwing a tennis ball with drugs over. So, you know, I don't know. I think the drones are kind of the in some ways they're the new internet. They're completely uncontrolled, and there's obviously going to have to be some. It's kind of like the old west at this moment on both the internet and I think drones. It's technological evolutions or revolutions that have outstepped our ability to understand really what's going on and to deal with some of the consequences. And presumably, I don't know that whoever started talking, I mean, the military obviously started with drones, and so to say that they were always going to be benign is ridiculous. They were never going to be benign. But civilian access to them, as I said, I saw somebody about 6 months ago who had bought one of the high-tech ones, and he said he bought it now because he thought they were going to be outlawed fairly quickly. And that hasn't happened, but it's not clear that it won't, although outlawing things, as you know, in this country just tends to make them more expensive. It doesn't make them go away at all. But, the idea, as I said, when we were talking about drones last week, that the two issues, as far as I'm concerned, are the privacy and delivery systems. And this one, I mean, this is a prison. This is a place that's high security where they're keeping an eye out for things like this. It just sort of boggles the mind in some ways. And India is having to deal with their own sort of technology issues. They tried a porn ban on the internet. Didn't work. They said there was widespread outrage. So on the one hand, they have free access to 857 pornographic websites following widespread outrage over the move. They told they don't have child pornographic content. And the government denied charges of moral policing, saying it wanted to prevent children from accessing the sites. The Supreme Court criticized the government's inability to block sites featuring child porn. So, I mean, they're talking about two separate issues. One is the content of the pornography itself, and the other is access to the pornography. So, I mean, this is not a new issue of technology outpacing ethical concerns. And the first time I ran into it was actually in medical school, which was back in the dark ages. But they were talking about the fact of being able to keep people alive that they hadn't heretofore been able to keep alive, that they had diagnoses. So what do you tell people and what do you not tell people? And so that whole issue of medical ethics began to be a very thorny issue where it hadn't been before. And they used exactly the same terms that we're using now, which is the technology outpacing our ability to police it, to govern it, it's not even tame it. It's just to make sure that it's not used against what is, in theory, human beings' best interest. Now, you can argue that one person's best interest may not be another's, but it's still, because it's ubiquitous, because it's so available, both the internet and drones and medical technology, that you get, all of a sudden, you're in a whole world with rules that don't really apply much anymore. So, an interesting time to be alive, but again, there's that Chinese curse of may you live in interesting times. Okay, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, great time to do so. And you can always respond. We've got email questions up. I'm fascinated to hear what you guys come up with about fallen heroes. And as always, our favorite way of interacting with you is a phone call. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's been July with Rich Candlelight.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.